Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, everybody listening all over North America. Happy Friday. Yeah, you made it to Friday. I hope you had a good weekend. Well, damn it, already fast forward. I hope you had a good week. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you are all of the amazing things. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to get into. Of course, we're going to talk about all the football going down on Sunday. We're going to talk about some of the football going on tomorrow in the college football landscape. Man, we had football last night. It wasn't pretty. The Broncos going over the Raiders. That was certainly an ugly matchup. That was a throwback, or maybe not, a 10-7 game. Yeah, there was a whole lot of nothing in that game. We'll get into that in a minute. A matter of fact, the Broncos are winning so many of these games and so close. We have a couple of guests who are going to come through and join us. How about this? Brandon Cristal is going to join us. Host and reporter, covers all things Broncos, covers all things Denver sports. We'll get his thoughts on what the heck we can expect from these Broncos. They're just winning everything so close. We got the Chargers going to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday Night Football. That'll be the next primetime matchup we got. We got Fernando Ramirez, who's going to join us. He covers the Chargers for the Sporting Tribune. And we got a lot to get into. Brian Kelly has, I guess, broken his silence after being fired from LSU. Speaking of LSU, we got an update on Jaden Daniels. Can't wait to see what he can do. Well, I still don't think we're going to see him anytime soon, but we got an update. Roma Dunze, yeah, the wide receiver for the Bears. I mean, he has his dad kind of putting in his two cents about his son's performance and how he's being used with the Bears. Okay, we'll get into that. The Giants are going to take on the Bears. We got the NFL overseas this weekend. Early Sunday matchup in Berlin, Germany. We got the Indianapolis Colts and the Atlanta Falcons. We got another great NFC West matchup, 49ers and Rams. We got Draymond Green apologizing to Dak Prescott. For what? Mark Sanchez has been given the boot from his Fox job. Not nice. We got Fickell sticking around. He has not been fired. We got another Japanese star coming over to the United States of America. Let's see if the Dodgers, how long it takes for them to get their hands on him. Jaylen Brown has claimed another victim, and he's just being mocked mercilessly online. Terrible. And then we got the NCAA. We just talked about all this gambling yesterday with Hannah Van Bibber. And we found out today that there have been 6 NCAA basketball players who have been banned because they decided to, kind of throw some games. So not throw games, kind of throw their numbers for betting. What else is new? These stories are going to happen every single day and people are just going to go, okay, sure, yeah, fine, this is all normal. So, hey, and of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, be smart. Use your brain. You know, make sure those synapses are popping. Go ahead and ask your smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And there's a multitude of ways that you could reach us on the airwaves. I'm going to give you two choices, okay? If you want to do a throwback and you want to call, you can do that. People can hear you all over the airwaves. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You could also find me. I exist on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. It always kills me. You know, people think I'm just, you know, going through private messages and checking private messages while I'm on the air. No, I will see a message 6 months later. So if you want to holler at me, you got to do it publicly at JR Sport Brief on all social media. Okay? I told you I'm in Atlanta. Our producer, Ryan Botcher, he's holding things down in New York City. Botcher, happy Friday. Happy more football. Happy all of the things.
Happy Friday. Yeah.
I'm glad you're bringing some enthusiasm. That's good. Listen, we were sitting here in the studio last night. It was halftime of Thursday night football in Denver, Colorado, and the Raiders and the Broncos were tied at 7 points apiece. And we've seen the Broncos come back from, we saw them beat the New York Giants 33-32 after being down 32-0. So we know the Broncos can go out there and get the job done. But then to know that all they got was a field goal at the end to win just made me go, whatever. The Broncos now have a record of 8-2. Last night was their seventh straight victory. I mean, the fans were out there booing the performance of the team and booing Bo Nix. It just looked ugly all the way around. Bo Nix, 150 yards passing, a touchdown, two interceptions. Okay, God bless the Broncos defense. They had Geno Smith on his backside the majority of the evening. He was sacked 6 times. The Broncos in victory had more penalties, 11, than first downs. The Broncos in victory. They had 7 3-and-outs in 13 possessions in victory. And next up, they take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Forgive me if I feel more confident in the Kansas City Chiefs in a postseason matchup as opposed to the Denver Broncos. And why would anybody? Or why wouldn't anybody? I mean, would you have to be a delusional Broncos fan to think that they go into the postseason and you just gonna pick the Broncos because they have a better record, because they had a better season? I mean, we've seen what the Kansas City Chiefs can do, but that's their next opponent. They got the job done. They picked up the victory, but it was just ugly to look at. It was bad. Bo Nix said it himself. I don't know, but we find ways to walk away with the W.
We just have a tough and resilient football team. We find ways to win. Usually right now it's the defense leading the charge. They just continue to get us the ball back. A bunch of sacks tonight, you know, a few that were in field goal range that knocked them out. And you'll win a lot of games with a defense playing like that.
All right, that's the second-year quarterback. That's the guy that Sean Payton wants running the damn offense. And he's done a good job, relatively speaking, throughout the course of the season. But Sean Payton just knows overall, man, like, we got a lot to do. We got to improve a whole hell of a lot.
So you're asking, am I comfortable as a coach? We're never satisfied. If my answer were to you, I'm comfortable. That'd be silly, right? So, obviously, we gotta clean up the penalties. We gotta clean up some of the execution, and that is an ongoing thing that probably never ends. There's, you know, you search for that Shangri-La. Right now, you know, we're a team sitting at 8 wins. I think we're the only team sitting there.
Yeah, for right now, it's Thursday. You first team to get us started for the week. Yeah, you are. And they have to get better. I mean, some of these games, and this is actually noted by a guy online, and it ended up going viral. The gentleman's name, if it is a gentleman, I assume so, is named Stabs. Great online name for the internet. And this is what he noted. The Broncos beat the 3-6 Jake Browning-led Bengals. Not impressive. The 2-7 Geno Smith-led Raiders. They beat him last night by 3 points. The 3-5 Davis Mills-led Texans by 3 points. Yeah, C.J. Stroud knocked the hell out. They knocked him out. Got to give him credit for that. The 1-7 Justin Fields-led Jets. The 2-7 Jackson Dart-led Giants by 1 point. The 1-8 Cam Ward-led Titans by 1 score. Yeah, these are not impressive victories by the Broncos. Like, they've been able to be on the right side of luck. But it's not like the 8-2 Denver Broncos are just running through teams and running them off the football field. They're not. Not at all. They all know that they need to do better. I mean, Bo Nix says we need to do better. Listen to him.
Yeah, we got to do better. At some point, 10 points ain't going to be enough. We got to score more.
Yeah, well, so who you telling? Who's scoring 10 points in the modern NFL? Now, I don't mind a good defensive battle. I don't. But last night was just ugly. Every now and then, I wish we get a little bit more of a throwback game, but we know the NFL and people's attention spans are short right now, and you just got to put up the points. You got to pile them up. You got to make them click like it's a pinball machine. You got to make the points move. Come on now. Man, we got a guy on the team with a busted up foot. J.K. Dobbins is hurt. What else is new? Unfortunately for him, we don't know when he's going to return or what the severity of his injury is going to be. But the running back, he basically says, yeah, we suck on offense, man.
Our defense is constantly each week holding us in the game, and we just got to do better. Like, yeah, that's like I'm with the fan base. Like, Broncos country, I feel y'all because I'm feeling the same way. And like, we have the team that we could, like, we shouldn't be in games like that.
You're 8-2. Are you frustrated?
Yeah, I am. I am frustrated, but we're gonna get it together. As an offense, we're going to get together. Defense, they're doing an amazing job. They're winning us games. So we got to help those guys.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, good luck with that one, okay? Let's see what they can do against the Kansas City Chiefs. Can they go out there and stifle Patrick Mahomes? Can they put up points with Patrick Mahomes? Are they just going to rely on a defense to drive him into the dirt, keep him in the ground? Or the Denver Broncos going to show that they're they're prolific, which they're not, and this is going to be to their detriment. And they had a great defense last year. They had a rookie quarterback. I don't think anything is going to be different this go-around. The Denver Broncos are going to have a nice record. They're going to win 10, 11 games. They're going to look good. They're going to go into the postseason, and then they'll ultimately be eliminated. Maybe they'll pick up a wild card victory. Who knows what happens? I don't anticipate them doing anything but winning. Just maybe around. They got the work cut out for them when it comes to scoring the football. So thank you so much to the Denver Broncos. At least you picked up a victory last night. It didn't pass the eye test. It was not appealing. This was not the greatest show on turf. This was just ugly. Every 5 minutes they showed a scene of some fans sitting in that stadium in Denver just basically falling asleep, getting ready to pass out. There was no interest in anything that we saw last night. Congratulations to the Broncos. At least you're not the Raiders. I mean, they Raiders are pretty pathetic in their own right, okay? I told you about Geno Smith getting sacked 6 times. He had 143 yards. He threw an interception. He walked away with a busted up leg for his troubles. And the Raiders, they got a record of 2-7. Where are they going? Nowhere. Geno Smith is like, damn it, am I going to have a job next year? Pete Carroll is like, man, how long are they going to let me keep this job until they fire my ass? It's just pretty sad right now. Geno Smith, and leg injury is killing him. Hey, Geno, they whooped you up 6 times. They sacked you. They hit you more than that. How you feeling, man?
Mentally, I just try to block out the pain and just, you know, focus on executing the plays. It's obviously, you know, in a lot of pain, but I think, you know, just with the guys out there and just being out there, having the adrenaline going and, obviously, you know, just wanting to win more than anything. The pain is the pain. It's going to be there regardless, but I want to win this game.
Well, excuse me? Try to block out the pain? They give you a shot? You had a right leg contusion. That's a fancy word for you got bruised. You got popped. Your muscles were hurting. Your muscles swelled up. The blood vessels in your leg were constricted because of the swelling. Come on, man. You just blocked that out every time you took a step? You had to feel it. I guess playing football with a busted up leg is better than not playing at all, because that apparently seems eventually to be the future for Geno Smith. I don't know where the optimism is for these Raiders. I guess you got to find it somewhere. And Pete Carroll says you know what? Our guys, they compete. I got to give it to them. Okay, Mr. Positive.
That's so far about the way we played in general. To fight against these guys like that the whole night long and to have a chance to, you know, tie the game up, and then what would happen next, I don't know. I think we would win. And you know, there's a lot of in-between things to talk about. But the way that they competed was just what we're hoping for. It was just what we're looking for.
Okay. All right. The way they competed. Oh, listen, who's excited about this team? Man, I got some good friends who are Raider fans. Man, they're not excited about this team. Man, damn it. I was just with Mr. Raider himself a couple days ago, Tim Brown. Bacha, how much time do you think I spent talking about the Raiders with Tim Brown?
5 minutes.
None.
No.
None. No, not even a topic of conversation. It's like talking to Derek Jeter and just going, not even asking him about the Yankees. It's like, and the Yankees are a good team, but in a general sense, like the Raiders, what am I going to talk to Tim Brown about? Hey, Tim, have you seen how bad they suck? Oh, yeah, JR, I've seen. No, there's no point. None at all. Raiders are just, they're treading water. I'm not saying they're going to completely sink, but best case scenario for them, and I'm joking, and this will definitely not happen, is maybe Tom Brady throws himself back onto the football field. I don't know. We saw Tom Brady, big news early in the week. Tom Brady decided to clone his dog before it died. His dog was dying. They took the blood out the old dog. They created a new dog from the old dog's DNA. He basically, not basically, the man cloned his dog. And now he has a new version of his old dead dog, except for this is the new alive dog. So Tom Brady, I'm getting to a point here. If Tom Brady is doing all of that with his dogs, I don't know, maybe Tom Brady is cloning himself, which is unethical. And maybe he can, you know, just step back out there onto the football field. That'll be the only thing that'll help turn the Raiders around. It's going to be a few years until they legitimately have a real quarterback. This is not going to be fun. Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas is one of the best stadiums in the entire NFL. Thing looks like a Death Star on the outside. It's sleek and clean and just so good looking on the inside. But the football on the field, horrific. I don't know what they're serving up these guys. I know Pete Carroll is always happy. Happy to be coaching, happy to be alive. God bless him. And Geno Smith, I don't know, maybe the pain medication hit him. Because even after the game, Geno Smith took a look at the 2-7 Raiders who couldn't get a first damn down for like three quarters. Even Geno Smith must be high off the pain meds. He says that we, the Raiders, are going to get this together. What?
I always say this, man. God will never put anything on me that I can't handle. And I believe that, again, this team, man, like it's usually darkest before dawn. We're gonna rise, man. We're gonna rise. It hurts. It sucks. I mean, I give my all to this game. Everything that I can do to win, you know, trying to figure it out, but we'll figure it out.
And Gino, here's some news for you, man. You will not be there for the rise. Sorry about that one. You're gonna be gone. You'll be on another team, a backup somewhere. Maybe even out the league by the time the Raiders are legitimately good. With a franchise quarterback, it's not going to be you, unfortunately. Hey, thank you so much to the Broncos and Raiders for serving up that crap appetizer as we get ready for another weekend, another Sunday and Monday of football. Hey, to talk about the Broncos, yeah, the team that's actually going to the postseason, even though that they've been playing games real close, we're going to have a chat with Brandon Cristal. He'll join us. He's coming to us from Denver, covers all things Denver sports. Next hour, hey, we got a Sunday Night Football matchup. That'll be the next primetime game. We got the Chargers and that busted-up offensive line taking on an old man busted-up, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. So we got a couple of guests that are going to come through and join us later on in the show. We'll talk about the Falcons and also the Colts heading out to Berlin. We got Sauce Gardner. Looks like he's going to go ahead and make his debut. We got so much more football to get into. Mark Sanchez got the boot. You know what? A matter of fact, speaking of getting the boot, when we come back, we're going to talk about a head coach who got the boot out of the boot. Yeah, Brian Kelly kicked out of Louisiana State University. Brian Kelly speaks about being fired, being let go. And then speaking of LSU, we got an update on Jaden Daniels. We're going to talk a little LSU football on the other side of the break. We got so much to do. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about that Thursday night football. I'll call it a crap fest. Crap fest, snooze fest, whatever you want to call it. Between the Broncos and the Raiders. Broncos coming out on top 10-7. You don't see a lot of those games in the modern NFL. And then, yeah, we talked about the Broncos. They haven't had the greatest of victories in all the games that they've really had. And then the Raiders are just on the train ride to nowhere. And congratulations, the next time you'll see the Raiders is on Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously not this coming week, but the following one. So we'll see even more Raiders in prime time. I doubt that they'll be able to keep up with the Cowboys offense. And who will be shocked if the Raiders end up going 2-8? We'll see. Pete Carroll is not going anywhere. He's just a babysitter at this point in time. But I do want to mention a coach. He has been given the boot. I do want to talk to you about a coach. Well, he was sent packing, and now he finally put out a statement about getting the boot. And this man, his name is Brian Kelly. We know Brian Kelly fired after basically four seasons with LSU and the Tigers, went 34-14, 19-10 in the SEC. That was not going to cut it, just got smashed. A couple weeks ago, Texas A&M, 49-25. 5-3 start to the year, lost three of their last four games, and they told him goodbye. I mean, his tenure was so bad that even Scott Woodward, the athletic director, felt the wrath of the governor of Louisiana because they took a look at his $54 million buyout and said, the taxpayers got to pay this? Mind you, Brian Kelly reached out and said he's willing to settle. He doesn't need all $54 million. Must be nice. And so we've heard a lot from Brian Kelly. I mean, when he got the job, he had the fake accent. He's banging on tables and flipping over water bottles. And he's just out here playing games, man. Back when he got hired in December of 2021, Brian Kelly told everybody that he's a perfect fit for LSU.
I think it just comes down to, for me, an alignment about excellence. That's what I'm about. Excellence in academics and athletics here at LSU, and seeing that, feeling that, and now knowing that we can go off together and fulfill that goal.
Oh, well, that didn't happen. They fired him. And I love how he said academics. How many people, when it comes down to college football, you don't even hear the word academics? I mean, you rarely even hear the word student. Used to be student athlete. Now, forget that, athletes. Nobody cares about this, the education. Bacha, are people going to college when they play sports for an education? Are they? They're learning something?
From my experience, no. It's just take the easiest classes and electives and try to get to the NFL draft.
Yeah, wake up at 5:30, wake up at 6, read a book, eat dinner, eat lunch, go to the gym, go to practice, you know, eat, read three pages, go to practice, get on the plane, get on the bus, read three pages, have some kid fill out your homework, practice again, hit the cold tub, have dinner, lunch, and all this other stuff, and go to sleep. Must be a nice life for a student athlete. Oh, good on Brian Kelly when he got the job, emphasizing that. Well, he just put out a statement. Okay, the guy got fired, and now he put out a statement yesterday. Listen to this. Moving to Baton Rouge 4 years ago, my family and I were clear. There'd be no halfway. We'd be all in for LSU and for Louisiana. The journey began with great expectations, with my own vision on how to get there. Sometimes the journey does not end the way that we hope. I like what he's writing here. So nice, poetic. But when I think of our time together, I will remember and appreciate what we did accomplish. All of the exceptional student athletes I had the privilege to coach, a Heisman Trophy winner, and more than a dozen Tigers playing on Sundays. 39 players earning SEC Academic Honor Roll honors in 2024 alone. My daughter and son earning advanced degrees from LSU, and a third who began his career working at the university. The roar of Death Valley when we beat Alabama. The losses will always hurt, but I will remember all of the wins. Aw. I don't need to tell any of you how special Saturday nights in Tiger Stadium are. I am honored to have won the purple and gold and have been a part of it. As everyone heads on their way to see the Tigers play, I wish Coach Wilson, the coaches, and our players the best this weekend. I know they'll do their best for themselves and for LSU. We'll be watching and cheering for you. This journey may have ended, but it's a journey that will stay with me and my family forever. Go Tigers, Brian Kelly. Who wrote this for that man? Did he? I mean, he could have wrote this for himself, maybe, possibly. Who wrote this for him?
Family!
He's over here writing love letters on the way out. This part gets me. The journey began with great expectations, with my own vision on how to get there. Sometimes the journey does not end the way that we hope. But when I think of our time together, I will remember and appreciate what we did accomplish. Those lines just sound like it's what you send to your ex after 5 years of marriage. Or maybe a year. Maybe not a year. Bacha, if you get divorced after a year, you don't send anything, right? You just suffer.
After a year, that's pretty quick. I would say thank you, goodbye, nice knowing you. The goal was there, the dream was there, but it did not end the way. Yeah. That also sounds like ChatGPT.
You think Brian Kelly ChatGPT'd his goodbye?
Maybe. There's like a program where you could put it through and see how much potentially could have been AI generated. So wow. I might do that.
Wow. Wow. Look at that. Yeah, I mean, he could have ChatGPT. I could see Brian Kelly sitting in front of ChatGPT going, what goodbye message can I send the fans to Louisiana if I was the head coach who just got fired from LSU? And then ChatGPT spit this out for him. What a world. What a world. What a world. Brian Kelly putting out a statement. He's basically writing his resume for wherever the hell he ends up next. See, listen to how humble I can be. And look at me. I can actually go ahead and, you know, look for a buyout. Look at me. I got fired. I don't need to get paid $54 million. Must be nice. You know what? Why the hell not? Hey, let's listen to Brian Kelly. Back when he got hired, why did you choose LSU? Why'd you leave Notre Dame?
This is so much about alignment. And for me, alignment relative to this university, the goals, what is in store for LSU athletics as a university. That is what the draw is for me.
Oh, now he can have himself aligned on the beach. Good for him. It pays to lose, right? Only in college athletics. You pay to be a loser. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. He did mention a guy who picked up a Heisman while he was there. That was Jaden Daniels. And you know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have an update on Jaden Daniels. The last time we saw him, this damn man's arm was getting bent the wrong way. The elbow was going the wrong way as the Commanders got smashed by the Seahawks. But it appears that things might be better with Jaden Daniels than we expected. So we'll give you an update on Jaden Daniels and his arm. Will he or will he not need surgery? And then I thought Marvin Harrison Sr. was the only dad taking a dump on his kid's team. Apparently, we got a Chicago Bear whose dad is making noise as well. And no, it's not Caleb Williams. I'm going to tell you whose dad is beefing with his son's team. And he is no Hall of Famer like Marvin Harrison Sr. I'm going to tell you about Jaden's elbow. We'll talk about the Bears on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But right now, it's time for a newsflash. What's going on in the world of sports? Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, before we went to break, we shared that statement. I read that statement from Brian Kelly, the former head coach of LSU. He basically was kissing backside and thanking the fans, talking about how great it was at LSU. Says he's going to remember the positive and wish them well. LSU, the Tigers, they are going to go out there and take on Alabama tomorrow. I don't expect that to go well. I think the rest of the season is, well, thank God there's not too many games left. It's probably going to go bad for LSU. But if there is good news related to LSU, the guy who did end up winning the Heisman there a few years ago, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback for the Washington Commanders. We saw that horrific elbow injury at the end of that game versus the Seahawks. Dan Quinn had to answer questions about why he left him in the game. And, well, it appears that there's no structural damage. There's no ligament damage. There's no broken bones. And so the Commanders are not going to place him on injured reserve. We might see Jaden Daniels again before the season is up. We have no idea what the case is right now. But as it stands, not good for the Commanders. They got a 3-6 record. Why are you going to rush this man back? There's no reason to. And then you have the Lions up next. Okay, keep in mind, these are the same Commanders who waxed the Lions, surprised them in the playoffs last year, and ended up going to the NFC Championship game. So good news for something or someone related to LSU is Jaden Daniels is, well, he's avoided a major one. Okay, listen to Dan Quinn talk about the plan moving forward for this former LSU Tiger.
Yeah, I thought it was a good process to go through, like all the players do, get, you know, second opinions and getting all the information, you know, of what to do and how to do it. So I thought the guys nailed that. Dr. Nunziata ran point on that, but, you know, consulting all the people, and Jaden was involved with that as well. So it's a good deal with no surgery. Obviously, that makes a big difference when you have an injury not to have to go down that road. I hope to give you guys an update after the bye week about where he is and, you know, where we go from there. But after that, I'll give you an update on where it's at, and we'll give us a couple weeks to get to that space.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's anybody who's happy that the guy doesn't have a damn broken arm or ripped up ligaments, it's Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn is, and God bless him, he's the one who took accountability and basically sat in front of the media the next day and said, it's my fault that I left him in the game, and he should not have been in the game, and he held himself accountable for that. So much love to Dan Quinn for holding accountability, and congratulations, Jaden Daniels. Nobody wants to be cut open. Nobody. Botcha, nobody wants to get cut open, right? Nobody wants that.
Well, I'm the only one that's necessary. That's the only point. But nobody loves being cut open.
Yeah, nobody. Jaden Daniels doesn't need his arm surgically reconstructed. I'm sure he's absolutely thrilled about that. So there we have it. Good luck for those those Commanders, though. Marcus Mariota and the Commanders getting ready to take on the Lions. Yeah, that's going to be a beatdown, okay? Speaking of a beatdown, you know, earlier this week when we had Monday Night Football and we had to watch the Arizona Cardinals, they went out there and beat the Dallas Cowboys 27-17. There were so many comments before the game. Well, in particular, there was an entire article about how Marvin Harrison Sr. can't sit down and watch the Cardinals. He's not a fan of their offense, and it was pretty much a veiled shot at their inability of having a quarterback, high Kyler Murray, who can just deliver the ball down the field without scrambling all over the place. It looks like a backyard video game. And so he made these comments, and then lo and behold, with Jacoby Brissett on the field because Kyler Murray was hurt, we saw the Arizona Cardinals actually go out there, and, well, they look like a decent football team. Jacoby Brissett moved the ball down the field, and they did not look like crap. Marvin Harrison Jr. walked away with 7 receptions, 96 yards, and a touchdown, and I don't know if he'd have those numbers with Kyler Murray. Probably not. It would certainly be inconsistent. Well, lo and behold, I guess Marvin Harrison Sr. has opened up the floodgates for fathers to diss their sons' teams. But Marvin Harrison Sr. is a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest wide receivers, one of the best NFL players that's ever stepped foot on a field. And he got some cachet. I didn't expect to hear from Rome Odunze's dad. You heard me correctly. Second-year wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. Is he a good wide receiver? Yes. Is he the best wide receiver in the NFL? No. Could one day, I guess, him be a Pro Bowler maybe? Can he consistently one day go to the Hall of Fame? I have no idea. He certainly is having a good season as it stands right now. 473 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns, and 31 receptions. A matter of fact, he leads the Chicago Bears in targets, receiving yards, and reception touchdowns. You want to know who's not happy, though? His dad. And you want to know when he chose to let everybody know he's not happy? This past Sunday, as the Bears improved their record to 5-3 by beating the Bengals 47-42. It's that same game that Chase Brown had a fit in. And why is Rome Odunze's dad mad? Because in that game, Rome Odunze was only targeted 3 times, and he had 0 catches in this highlight game. His dad was upset. Matter of fact, his dad went on social media and complained. He said, "The Bears should trade my son to a team that would actually throw to him. And in his opinion, he should be seeing at least 10 targets a game." This is what your dad is doing after a victory? This is what your dad is doing after y'all just went out there and lit it up? And the Chicago Bears actually went online and he put together a package film, a highlight film, about his contributions to the game. Blocking at the line, blocking further down the field, opening up lanes for other people to move the ball, and just showed how complete of a player he was. And so it's one thing to hear from a Hall of Fame dad about his ridiculously talented son, about how his quarterback is not getting him the ball consistently. It's another thing to hear from a second-year player's dad who never played in the NFL. I tried to look it up. It doesn't appear that Rome Odunze's dad played football professionally. I don't know what the hell this guy is. The most I could find is that he's a history buff. Does that qualify him to talk crap? You think Ben Johnson of the Chicago Bears likes this when the communication guys at the Bears go, "Hey, Ben, there's something you need to know about what?" "Oh, well, Odunze's dad is talking crap on social media." You just roll your eyes and keep it moving, right? Just can't have some guy's dad complaining publicly. What are we doing? Saying they should trade him? Well, Rome Odunze, he responded about his father's comments. Of course, he was asked about them. Listen to what he said.
"Yeah, no, I don't make a big deal out of it. You know, obviously, he has his opinions. I have mine. And he's like, he needs to voice those things on social media. But, you know, that's his prerogative. But, he speaks for himself. I speak for myself. Have I talked to him? Yes.
Have you guys discussed those exchanges?
Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah.
What do you say?
I'll keep that private.
Yeah, it's between him and his dad. Like, I mean, I get you got to ask, but I mean, asking me what I talk about between my four walls, mind your business, okay? And here we got, they actually won the game. The Chicago Bears have an opportunity to improve their record to 6-3. They're going to take on the New York Giants this Sunday. The Lions are currently 5-3. We just talked about how the Lions, they're getting ready to take on an injured Commanders team. And so we got between the Lions and the Bears, they could both go 6-3 here. And you got your dad making all this noise at this point in time? Not a good thing. The Giants are ripe for the picking. And the last thing the Bears need is somebody's dad to come out here popping off at the mouth making all this noise. Come on. The Giants don't have Cam Scataboo. Their kicker, Graham Gano, has like a herniated disc in his neck. His neck is killing him. I can understand. My neck is killing me right now. And the Giants had to go out there and get Younghoe Koo, who was stinking a joint up for the past year and a half with the Falcons. I mean, listen, they got Younghoe Koo talking to the media about being with the Giants. Listen to this.
I think every kicker has a different thing, so it's not really like, you know, I'm coming in here like, oh, I want it this way. You know, everybody has a different way of doing things, and you know, I had enough time to get it ready with the guys, so I feel ready to go if I'm up.
Gotta kick the ball, bruh. Just kick the ball through the uprights and maybe you'll keep a job with the New York Giants. Speaking of keeping a job, Brian Daboll, they're still asking this man if he's going to be fired. I don't think so. You got to keep him with Jackson Dart. You have to, right? Listen to what Brian Daboll said when asked about his future.
I know about it talking to Pat on the way down. So,
no, I mean,
but other than that, no. but again, not winning enough games. There's a lot of reports out there. So you don't think you focus on those. You focus on the things you can control.
He's talking about Pat Leonard, the journalist. He's kind of like, oh, yeah, he was talking about firing me on the way down. He's getting ready to write a story about it. And Caleb Williams, meanwhile, he's the quarterback who's delivering the ball to Romo Dunze, whose dad is complaining that he's not getting the ball. And Caleb Williams, he just said, listen, man, we're 5-3. We're trying to go out here and beat these Giants. We're just trying to take the elevator up, man.
You know, we need to get to the point where we're hitting all cylinders as a team, all three phases of the football, to be able to go out there and put up a lot of points and keep the other side, with the least amount of points possible.
Oh, well, that's how you play football, right? Hey, Jackson Dart, how you feel about Caleb?
Yeah, me and Caleb have met a few times. You know, obviously, you know, we both have, you know, at times trained in California, so then we've ran into each other in the offseason and whatnot. He's a really good player, you know, super talented, obviously. So, you know, it's going to be fun to match up against him and compete.
How nice. Listen, man, the Bears are so up and down. Come on, y'all got to beat the Giants. You got to beat the Giants. Come on. And hopefully Romo Dunze told his dad to just shut the hell up. Come on, man. You're not Marvin Harrison, Dad. Sit down and shut up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, when we come back on the other side of the break, you know, we'll talk about this NFL matchup that's going to kick things off in Berlin. I'll feel you on the JR Sport Brief Show on Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.